Now, a Cambridgeshire scientist is preparing to head out to Iceland's Bárðarbunga volcano, which it's thought could be on the point of erupting. If it does, the resulting ash cloud would disrupt air traffic in a similar way to what happened after the last big Icelandic eruption in 2010. People stranded all over Europe because they couldn't catch their flights. Professor Simon Redfern from the Department of Earth Science at the University of Cambridge is part of a team monitoring the situation after several earthquakes in the past few days. And he joins me now. Is it going to blow, Simon?
Well, the trouble with earthquakes is we don't really know. It's showing all the signs.
What are the signs?
There's huge amounts of seismicity, huge numbers of earthquakes. So up to 1,000, over 1,000 earthquakes a day that are being measured around the volcanoes and the flanks of the volcano there. And that's been the case for the last 16 days or so. We can see molten rock moving around underneath the ground through these instruments.
Creeping around.
Yeah.
And it's called, am I saying it right? Bárðarbunga.
Bárðarbunga, yes.
Bárðarbunga.
It's
easier than the last one that erupted.
It is easier than the last one. Don't ask me about that one.
No.
So the problem with Bárðarbunga, like the 2010 eruption, Bárðarbunga is beneath an ice sheet. So if Bárðarbunga did erupt, the magma would enter the bottom of the glacier. And it's rather like water going into a steel furnace, you know, there'll be a huge explosion. So that's what causes the explosion. It's the steam interacting with the magma.